One of my hockey buddies, former fish and wildlife guy, wears a t-shirt saying, "Keep public lands public." David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Public land is owned by everyone, but wilderness only truly belongs to those who are willing to brave it. Outdoor Life editor-in-chief Alex Robinson talks about Aram von Benedict, who has spent years doing that in his home state of Utah, but he was willing to share his secret elk spot and an epic snow-filled hunt with friend Natalie Krebs.
She hunted with one of our contributors in Utah. He lives out there, and they're hunting public land, but he kind of feels like a unique ownership over this place. The wilderness area is actually never named in the story, and that's kind of part of the appeal, is our writer's kind of, you know, secret spot, I guess you could say. So Natalie, who lives in New York, goes out to hunt with him, and through their trip, they kind of discuss what public land means to each of them. And, you know, it's obviously a resource for all of us to enjoy, but to really see all the benefits, like, you have to get out there and you have to make the effort and you have to put the time in to hunt and fish and recreate in these places to make it, to see the full value.
Krebs said that the knowledge that I can hunt a place like this keeps me going when I'm stuck in traffic, and it revives me fully once I'm here. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.